The story that's recorded today that we heard from the Book of Kings is kind of a remarkable story. And there are people, I think, who would literally give their last penny if somebody was in need. This story talks about a widow of Zarephath, and she encounters the prophet Elijah. And Elijah obviously is in need. He needs something to eat and something to drink. So he asks assistance from this poor widow. And what does she do? She gives him all that she has to live on, all that she and her son have to live on. She didn't know where they could get more to eat. And so she thinks quite naturally that she and her son are eating the last little bit before they starve to death. I kind of doubt if anybody here has ever been in that dire of a situation where you didn't really know if tomorrow you were going to have enough to eat, that you were literally starving to death. I think we've all experienced hunger, of course. Probably some people here today are hungry. But I don't think we ever got to the point where we were so uncertain of where our next meal was going to come from that we basically thought we were going to starve to death. But this widow did. She faced that uncertainty. And yet, she gave what she had to the prophet. I was kind of looking up some statistics, and I found out that according to the United Nations, around 25,000 people die from hunger and related causes every day. 25,000 people every day. 854 million people worldwide are undernourished. One person dies from hunger every 4 seconds. Even here in the United States, 20,500 people died in 2022 from malnutrition. That seems impossibly high, but the reality is there are many people, just like that poor widow, who are living with food insecurity and even literally starving to death. So what? So why should that trouble us, these statistics? I think that perhaps, that if we really realized how many thousands of people are living this way, like this poor widow, we would maybe try to do a little bit more to help them. And there are some ways that we can do so. We're not completely helpless in this whole situation. We might not be able to help a whole lot of people, but at least we could maybe help some of them. And in that way, we would truly be a Christian. In fact, not just a name. We should try to do what we can because through our faith, we know that we should have concern for those who are in need. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. These are the words of Christ addressed to each and every one of us. And indeed, one of these days, we're going to die and appear before our just judge. And he will ask us whether we saw him hungry and we fed him, or thirsty and we gave him to drink, whether we did anything we could to try to help somebody in need. Then in the gospel, we have that story, beautiful story of another woman. This is a poor woman, apparently. And in her case, what does she do? She gives from her need. She gives from what she needed to live on to God. So Jesus says that this woman gave more than all the rich people who put in large sums. I think probably most of us, we probably don't give from what we need. We give from our surplus. We give from what's extra that we don't really need. So it's no big deal. But this woman, she gave from what she needed to live on. That was a sacrifice. Why did she do it? Why would anybody do such a thing? To give what they were needing to live on, they put that in the treasury. Maybe it's because she loved God. We might wonder whether or not we're giving sacrificially or not. I remember something Mother Teresa said. She said that we should always give from our substance, not from the extra that we have in our pocket, but from our substance. She tells a story, and it's a beautiful story. She found out there was this lady living in a little hovel with her children, and they didn't have anything to eat. So Mother Teresa makes some rice, and she goes over there, and she gives it to this lady so she could eat and feed her children. And then Mother Teresa left. Well, Mother Teresa found out that this lady, as soon as Mother Teresa left, got up, went to a neighboring hovel, and gave half of that rice to that lady, to her neighbor. Why? Mother Teresa asked, and the lady said, because she too was in need. I think that represents what it really means to be generous. Generous with what we have, we who have been blessed with much. So if our conscience is a little bit disturbed when we hear these statistics and we think about these things, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we'll be generous to God. After all, isn't our religion a religion of love? How can we really say that we love God if in fact we do so little to relieve the sufferings of others? Just think, 25,000 people die from hunger every day. And God has been good to us. That's why we're here. That's why we want to thank God. At each Mass, God feeds our deepest hungers, the hunger for meaning and the hunger for communion with Him. But He does so not that we'll forget about our neighbor in need, but rather that we will go forth with greater love for God and a greater desire to help those in need. So let's thank the good Lord for giving us examples of what it truly means concretely to be people of love and people of generosity.